Hello, hello. My name is Shweta.
And my name's Amreen.
And you're listening to your favorite podcast,
Dil To Podcast Hai.
The pandemic is still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
And we are back with the sibling rivalry series.
So we thought we will discuss the Bollywood siblings and compare their careers.
And we will talk about the circumstances of their debuts. You know, when one sibling comes before the other sibling, circumstances are different, situations are different. And so we want to discuss about that and see, you know, who is the more talented one, mm-hmm. who had the better filmography, who got more awards, who has more fans, and just kind of compare the two because, you know, between siblings, rivalries are inherent.
Right.
Why not talk about it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So this is a special episode because this is the last episode of the sibling series and we want to go out with a bang. So the siblings that we're featuring in this episode both are famous celebrities in their own right. They're yep. both very successful. Mm-hmm. They're both synonymous with 90s and 2000s Bollywood. These ladies are usually people's answers when anyone asks, who's your favorite actress?
100%.
Normally, you know, like one or the other. One or the other, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think they ruled Bollywood yeah. as being the leading ladies. Both of them are cousins.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us probably know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
So this week's episode, we're talking about
Kajol and
Rani Mukherjee. Woo!
Let's start off by talking about the basics. We know Kajol debuted before Rani. Kajol started off at the tender age of, what was she, 15?
I think 16.
16? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was a minor.
She was a minor, yes. Dating Ajay Devgan, no, I'm kidding.
No,
so she started out with, in the year of 1992, with a movie called Bekhudi.
Did you watch it?
Yes. Much later in life. Okay. But I did watch it.
Is it good?
It was okay.
Okay. खत मैंने तेरे नाम लिखा
हाले दिल तमाम लिखा. Did you watch it?
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't even know. If you asked me Kajol's debut, I honestly did not know it.
So Bekhudi, she actually had a good role.
Yeah.
It was not like, you know, running around trees kind of role.
It was different.
So it was pretty different. And she did well as a debutante. And I know she's the daughter of
Shomu Mukherjee and
who's the mom? Oh my god.
It's
not Nutan, it's the other one. Tanuja!
Tanuja! It's not Nutan, it's the other one. Tanuja, yo. Oh, mere dil ke chain. Yo, I honestly thought Tanuja is very pretty. Like,
she
out
is.
Of one of the actresses, the yesteryear actresses, I thought she was one of the prettiest ones.
She is.
Very good looking. And I think Kajol, I actually think that Kajol is not conventionally pretty. Is she? What do you think?
Quote unquote. Come on, she rocked the unibrow, man.
She did. And you know what? Body positivity or whatever you'd like to call it, she made it okay. It's not like she didn't know.
Yeah.
She knew she had a unibrow.
She killed it with it.
She kept it. And you know what? That gave a hope to a lot of us young Indian, South Asian girls, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay to have a unibrow. Yeah. Kajol rocked it.
She rocked it and like I think she, like you said, she was not quote-unquote conventionally pretty,
mm-hmm.
but there was something in her. She had charisma.
She's very charismatic.
She had a personality.
Screen presence.
A very strong screen presence.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. Like, let's go ahead and talk about her second movie, which mm-hmm. was a huge hit. And, of course, the Jodi, mm-hmm. the all-time favorite Jodi, began here in this film. So this mm-hmm. movie's name is Bazigar. Bazigar, oh, Bazigar.
Tu hai bada. Yo, that was her second film?
Yeah.
She was pretty good.
She was amazing, comparatively.
Yeah.
If you see most actors today. So here she is, playing the role of Priya Chopra.
Priya Chopra, Madan Chopra's daughter.
Madan Chopra's daughter. Ab tayar ho ja, Madan Chopra. And of course, SRK playing Ajay. Vijay? Ajay. Ye toh mera dost Ajay. Hare, ye toh mera dost Ajay. So this was a blockbuster.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting because this was such a different movie.
Yo, like, would you expect a film like this to do well?
No. Especially at that time? No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. No the way. Hero is the villain.
Yeah. And you feel bad for the villain.
Yeah.
At the end. She was the sister of Shilpa Shetty, remember?
Shilpa Shetty got flipped off of the balcony. Oh, I mean, the what was it? The top the of the roof of the building.
Classic.
What a scene. What a scene.
Main tumhe azad kar raha.
This is where I think she really got noticed.
Yeah.
And she started to get more films. Ye Dilagi.
Yep.
Ye Dilagi was a Yash Chopra film, which is big.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I do remember that film very well.
So she started like four films in. She already has a YRF film.
Yo.
And I know YRF was not as big as how it is today, but still, mm-hmm. working with Yash Chopra, it's like amazing.
Yeah, and that too in like your third film?
Exactly. And then she was good. She mm-hmm. had Akshay and Seth as her opposites, and she had to play like a small town girl.
Yeah.
And then who transformed herself into a brat.
Yeah.
And then again, transform herself back into a small town girl.
Yeah, I really feel like Kajol played a lot of bratty female roles back in the 90s, where she's a little bit brash. She says what she is thinking. She does not have a filter.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I really felt. I mean, that was Kajol's picture in my head. That's what I thought she was like in the early 90s. And I think she got a little bit typecast. Because mm-hmm. if we go on to... I mean, there was a few other movies that came out. But the most memorable one other than that, if we go to Gupt, The Hidden yes. Truth... which is a path-breaking film in her career.
क्या बात है साहिल? शीतल तुम पर कुछ जरूरत से ज्यादा ही मेहरबान हो रही है? आखिर चक्कर क्या है?
कोई चक्कर वक्कर नहीं.
If this is on TV, I watch it even now. Yeah. Like it's a film that you can watch again and again.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's scary. I mean, it's scary, you know.
And the songs for the '90s. The songs were good.
Songs were really good. Yo, every song, even yeah. Dunya Haseeno Ka Mela.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, man.
This was one of her really great performances.
Yeah.
And this came in 97, a time where women are still just like, you know, running around trees,
yeah.
not big, strong characters.
Yeah.
But she took, like, I think, like, she took such a big faith. She always says that she really believes in the scripts, even more mm-hmm. than the director. She really believes in the scripts.
Yeah.
And this role was really written for her. And I think no one else could have done this role.
I don't think so either. Nobody she was. Else. In that time, no one could have done it. Her role was well received. I remember, like, people used to be like, have you seen Gupt? Oh my god, do you know who did it?
Yeah.
It was such a big shocker.
That reveal was like, no yeah. one would have expected
no
that.
No one would expect that, like, one of the heroines did it, you know?
Yeah.
And that too, like, one of the heroines, he was with her in the entire film. Only at the end he switches sides. Oh, yeah. Kajol turned out to be crazy, so I'll go for you.
Yeah, legit. Yahi to fark hai. तुम में और मुझ में मैं भी साहिल के लिए अपनी जान दे सकती हूँ लेकिन उसे सिर्फ अपना बनाने के लिए हमारे बीच आने वाले की जान ले भी सकती हूँ. And then of course let's talk about like the iconic film.
Yeah.
DDLJ.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it actually 2 days ago.
Really?
It was on TV. So I'm watching it again. तुझे देखा तो ये जाना सनम. It's a good film. I mean, okay, you know what it is? It's entertaining. And I think when I was watching it this time around, I think it really caters to the emotions
of an NRI?
Of everybody.
Oh, everyone, yeah.
Like, you know, like, especially those family scenes in like Punjab and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much, like, there's so many undertones of emotion. The mother's emotion, the father's emotion. They showcase all of it very nicely.
Yeah.
And I always used to wonder, I'm like, why did this movie do so well? There is something special there, I think. And yeah. I'm realizing it now. I can see why
yeah.
youngsters wanted to find Raj in Europe.
Yeah, I think at that time,
yeah.
Cinema was very different.
Yeah.
Even like there were a lot of action films that were happening, mm. and I think DDLJ kind of brought back the whole concept of love stories.
Mm-hmm.
What did you feel about Kajol's character, Simran?
Simran. Let me think. What? Like I she also had an arc, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Because she goes from like the, what like a girl would deal with, like parental pressures. Okay, fine, it's okay, I'm gonna sacrifice.
मेरे ख्यालों में किसी अनदेखे अनजाने के लिए जगह नहीं है.
ओ
मेरी शादी तय हो चुकी है.
I can't do this. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Let's run away. She kept on saying, let's run away. Shah Rukh Khan's the one who's like, no, yo.
Yeah, yeah. I want their hearts to work.
Yeah, man. He's too
whatever,
good.
Whatever, man. I would have run away.
You would have run away, right?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah, kaun itna mehnat kar raha
hai. And he had like 2 days.
Oh, wait, Amrish Puri is my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. If Amrish Puri was my dad, I'd run away too.
Kya aap meri khushi ke liye, meri apni zindagi se, mujhe ek mahina bhi nahi de sakte?
Another film which we gotta talk about.
Yes.
Is Pyar Toh Hona Hai Tha.
Oh.
It's another remake. I love the film.
Yeah.
And she's with Ajay Devgn. I think here she kind of showed the world, okay, I can act with other guys too, yeah.
They had a really nice chemistry.
Oh, I think Ajay Devgn was perfect in this. Like, yeah. No other guy would have been as good as it.
Yeah, and I liked Ajay Devgn's arc too. And I liked her arc. She was like a little bit clumsy. She didn't really know. I liked that.
Oh, come on, Shekhar. Now I'm going to say, how are you standing? How are you sitting? How are you smiling? How are you...
It was cute. It was funny. It was a good film. It definitely touches some of the emotions of the heart.
Yeah.
And what songs, man. Lovely what songs. Lovely songs. Yeah. Especially...
Aaj hai sagai.
Aaj hai sagai. Yeah, cute. It's a good song. It's a good song. About Remo and Jasminder Narula. We cannot not talk about that.
Of course.
Yo, I remember in the 90s, that was, like, the biggest... I remember, like, on TV, they would have, like, this had a special music video that was shot in some studio.
Yeah, they were more...
Jasminder's in, like, a gown. Rainbow's in a tux.
Suit?
Yeah.
Like, you're losing it. Time where she called the other girl bitch.
Yeah, you bitch.
You bitch. I was like, I was hiding, man. I was scared. I couldn't watch it for my mom.
But you know who else also said you bitch? Our next person we're talking about, Ronnie.
Ronnie, yes.
होती तो मेरे मर्द की बाहों में एक बाजारू औरत की तरह ना पड़ी होती. You bitch. ये अंग्रेजी गाली अपने पास ही रखना. हिंदी में एक गाली सुना दी तो सारा खानदान कब्र से बाहर आ जाएगा. माला चिल्ला मत चुड़ैल वरना बाल पकड़ के यहाँ से घसीटते हुए ले जाऊंगी.
The next film on her filmography is the first time Kajol and Ronnie worked together.
Interesting. And you know they're what, like what, 10 years apart?
I'd say.
कुछ कुछ होता है राहुल, तुम नहीं समझोगे.
Karan Johar's first film. This is where that's launched, like the brand of Karan Johar.
Yeah.
You can say.
Yeah, the relaunch of Dharma Productions.
Yes.
As we know it.
Yeah, and Shah Rukh, Kajol and Rani. And it's so interesting. I didn't even know they were cousins until much later.
I didn't either.
Like, they were acting like as if they didn't know each other.
Yeah. What did you think of the movie? Did you like it?
Loved it. I loved Kajol.
Me too.
First half Kajol was amazing.
Me too. And I think what we felt, Amreen and I, was that for the first time, properly, tomboys were represented in Indian films.
Hey, tumne meri jagah le li. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Hey, Adi, move.
Yes.
Right? And I was in my tomboy phase at that time.
Same.
And I was like, yo, this is okay. But you know what it was that kind of got to me? That I was thinking about as a child, that for her to get the guy, she had to
transform,
grow out her hair, wear a sari, wear jewelry.
Nahi wo, tum itni khoobsurat lag rahi ho na isliye. Sari.
I did think about that as a kid as well.
Same.
And
that's very problematic.
And it does reinforce things in the minds of young and influenced children.
Yeah.
Because if you and me thought it, that means how many other girls have thought about
100%.
It?
100%.
Yeah.
I think even like it's always talked about even now how that part was very problematic.
Yeah.
But then Karan Johar apparently always defended, no guys, Rahul and Anjali were always supposed to fall in love.
Yeah.
Rani and Tina came in the middle apparently. Agar Tina nahi aati, I think eventually they would have fallen in love. I'm like, Cub! When will he look at her?
Yeah.
But I think more than the looks, I think he was just so comfortable. Like, you know when you have the person right with you, you don't really see it?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Us din mujhe ye ehsaas hua ki shayad main Rahul aur Anjali ke beech aa gayi thi. शायद.
So, college life, I always thought that when I was going to go to university, that's what life was going to be like. It was not. Not even a bit like that. And
especially colleges over here, bro.
There's no festivals. Like, there's no people dancing. Yeah, there's no friendship day. There's no people dancing in the hallway for no reason. There's no Romeo and Juliet because, unfortunately, we've done that in grade 10.
Yeah. And the teacher, Archana, hashtag Archana, never talked like a Romeo.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Ek amar prem kahani, the eternal love story.
Why are you talking about pyar kya hai for like the past 40 minutes in English class in college?
I know, right?
Like, yo, do you guys not have serious stuff to learn?
Oh man.
Rahul. Pyar kya hai?
So Kuchu said that she won the Best Actress Award second time, by the way.
That's fine. Because she had an arc. Dil Kya Kare?
Dil Kya Kare was a super flop.
Dil Kya Kare, again, is Amreen's favorite film. First time when Amreen and I met, she asked me if I'd ever been on a train. And I didn't get it. But as soon as she asked me, have I ever been on a train, the next question was, have you seen Dil Kya Kare? I'm like, Amreen, what are you trying to say here? I mean, if you've seen the movie, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen the movie, I would say go watch it to know what I'm talking about. It's a little controversial. This film, I think, was, I don't know what Prakash Chha was thinking when he made this film, because you know what? No girl would do that. I thought about it right now. I was thinking about it. No girl would behave the way Kajol behaved. Do you agree?
100%.
Yeah, like if you
one night stand.
If you have a one night stand with a guy,
get his name.
You don't just get up and leave the next morning, no words, nothing, and then go give birth in an ashram. You talk to the guy.
Whoever hasn't seen this, I'll be scarred by it. Like, what the hell? Ye dil kya kare?
Ye dil kya kare? Guys, context. Actually, I don't want to give you guys context.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think Kajol did not behave the way a regular girl would behave. I mean, can you just tell us right now in front of our listeners, why do you love this movie so much?
I don't love it.
Why'd you ask me if I've ever been on a train?
That's a generic question I asked.
Then why'd you ask me if I've seen Dil Kya Kare right after? Okay. So Amreen likes this film. She's never going to tell us why. Moving on.
So then here she is. She's doing more of
Hote Hote Pyar. Okay, again, please guys, don't talk shit. Hote Hote Pyar Ho Gaya is a movie. When it comes on TV, I watch it. I like this movie.
100%. Even Kajol probably doesn't know what Hote Hote Pyar.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Pinky and Bunty liked each other. They're both from a privileged background, but they can't get married. Then they all get married to two different people, and their goal is to divorce their husband and wives and then get together after that. But they eventually fall in love with their husbands and wives, respectively. Because that's what... Hote hote pyar ho gaya. That's what happens when you get married, guys. Tell me, how many couples do you know? They don't like each other, then they get married, and then they like each other.
Why will people get married if they don't like each other? I got married and she kind of focused on her family life.
Yeah.
But in 2001, I think she made a promise to Karan Johar and she was okay with Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. And I know this was a massive film. Check out our previous podcast where Shweta trashes the movie. Banno ki saheli resham ki dori chup chup ke sharmaye dekhe chori chori.
I don't like this. You guys have probably our loyal fans, you have heard the podcast and you know why I don't like this film.
If you haven't heard it, please go ahead and
please go and find out, because I think we have valid points.
She has valid points.
I don't know. It was
okay,
just...
let's talk about her character.
Yeah, yeah.
Super annoying,
super eccentric, and I don't really think a man as cultured and privileged as Rahul Raichand would fall in love with Anjali Sharma. I don't see it
happening. At least naam to badal dete.
Yeah, like do you think what happened was that like he fell in love with her eccentricities because he was from such a
put together.
Yeah, but like I don't get it. If you were Rahul, would you fall in love with Anjali? She was a bit too much. Even London Jaake, she got crazier. Like she got crazier
yeah.
with time.
Yeah, she was pretty crazy the second. She was after like what's her name? Miss Sprightly?
I hated that. Why did she hated Sprightly for no reason? Sprightly did nothing wrong. मिसेस राशा।
मॉर्निंग स्प्राइटली। आगे कमी नहीं बच्ची छोड़ने।
सच अ लवली डे।
हां सुबह सुबह तुम्हारा चेहरा देखा काय का लव।
शी इज डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल। If you don't like London, get out of here.
हमारा धर्म, हमारे संस्कृति, हमारे संस्कार, अरे हटो ना, अरे हमारे देश के बारे में तो।
Okay, like you said, Armin, very annoying in the second half of the film. I don't know how she was still married. That's all I'm gonna say.
छोड़ो। I think they want her to be this loud Punjabi girl. And by the way, Kajol is a very loud Bengali girl in real life. She's so loud and annoying. I don't know how Shahrukh stands her or any other co-star or Ajay Devgan. Forget Shahrukh, Ajay Devgan stands her. But apparently she's very loud and annoying. She admits that. And I think they're trying to incorporate that.
They just try to use her as how she is.
Wo kya hai na bade saab, ki jab bhi hum filmy-shilmy gaane sunte hai na, to hum bhi thode se filmy ho jate hai. Aur wo khandala wala gana, wo to hamara sabse favorite hai ga.
You know what I also think? With Ajay Devgan, how does he tolerate her? I think he blanks out a lot.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's the only way.
Or he's just an outdoor shoot. Hey, yaar, bye.
Bye.
I'm at the outdoor.
Ravina ke saath ja raha
hu. So Kedarji was a blockbuster. Kajol won the Best Actress Award, actually.
There was nothing that she did here that deserves to win, except for wearing that hideous lehenga in Bole Chudiya.
Bole Chudiya!
She looked so bad. Like, they purposely tried to make her look bad. Jaya looked better.
Yeah, actually, why did they make her look so bad? Okay, and then she goes on maternity leave. For 4 years.
That's nice, guys. That's nice. Because family first. Family first.
I'm on mat leave, yeah. For 4 years. And she comes back with Fana.
Fana was a good movie.
Fana was a good
movie. That's all I'm going to say. I liked Fana. Fana scared me. Especially the second half, maybe when she has to take matters into her own hands and turn in her husband. That part was like, I think her character had a great arc, minus the fact that the half of the film is not plausible. How is it that the blind girl goes to Delhi and And I also agree the only way that Aamir Khan in that film would have gotten a girl is if she was blind because of how bad he looked as the tour guide.
How will you show a blind girl to Delhi?
What do you guys think?
The second half Aamir was good, but the first half Aamir, like, who's his chief?
Yeah.
Fana was a hit.
Everyone actually
liked Kajol and Aamir together.
Yeah,
this
they
was
had
the first
great chemistry.
Film, like, opposite together.
Yeah.
And it worked for them. The songs were good. Aamir again was also coming after a while.
Aamir did well. Aamir had an arc.
I love someone from a king. मुझसे शैतान से
अभी अलविदा ना कहना रानी मुखर्जी फिल्म बट डिड यू नो काजोल वाज ऑफर्ड रानीज रोल फर्स्ट एंड काजोल डिक्लाइन बिकॉज़ शी डिडन लाइक द स्क्रिप्ट एंड हर रोल
सो बेसिकली काजोल इज नॉट डाउन फॉर एडल्ट्री
या रानी इज क्लियरली
इट्स ओके ओह
ओके दैट मींस अ लॉट
फोरशैडोइंग गाइस ओह गाइस ओके आई फील बैड
हैशटैग आदित्य चोपड़ा
आई फील बैड
हैशटैग उदय चोपड़ा
My name is Khan. Again, Mandira is her role in this movie. Effective film. She did really well when I feel like that scene where she finds out her son passed away. I cried.
Don't leave me, please.
Because of how she acted. It was very effective. The film overall, I didn't really understand what the point was, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Tika, it was pushing the envelope. It was a different film. It did well.
It did well. I know it worked outside of India.
People liked it. I just didn't get the whole part of the Hurricane Katrina bit.
Yeah,
but
that
sure.
was a little exaggerated.
Yeah.
But I think he wanted to show how his character is like Khan's character, soul giving, give wapas jata and to help
Aunt Jemima or whatever.
Jemima.
Auntie Lucy.
Aunt Jenny.
Aunt Jenny.
Mama Jenny, actually.
Mama Jenny.
Mama Jenny, please don't hug me.
Interesting.
And then Dilwale, Shah Rukh and Kajol. What a horrible film.
What a horrible film. I and her skin tone somehow. She...
Yeah, what is up with that? We're talking about her unibrow and body positivity.
Yeah, like she like, clearly
like bleached herself. Man.
Yo, this happened to all the Bollywood actresses though. Like, from when you think about it, like even Shilpa. How many shades lighter now? Deepika, one of the newer girls. How many shades lighter now? That's not her real shade.
Priyanka. What about this one, Bipasha?
Bips? I think Bips...
is still okay.
Bips kind of stayed true to her color, I think. Lucky boy, you're
my lucky boy. But this one was horrible. I was watching Dilwale Gerua like a few days ago. I'm like, why is she like Michael Jackson?
Oh no!
After the surgery.
Michael Jackson!
I'm sorry! Like, what the hell, man? And this is
Michael Jackson fans are gonna come after us.
Oh no, yeah. And there are a lot of them here, man. Dilwale flopped.
Yes.
Horrible.
Thankfully. And
we'll talk about Devi the short film, which actually went viral.
Devi the short film that went viral.
Which, again, we can't talk about it. About our true feelings.
It was a good film, though. Good film. It was good. It was touching.
I rewatched it recently, actually, a few days ago. And it was actually shot well.
And it was thought-provoking.
It was. It was.
And it was kind of heartbreaking as well.
Yeah.
Assalam, Venki, what to tell? And...
She was good.
Kajol, I mean, again, as usual, it was good, but it was okay. It was memorable. Yeah. Good performance.
बेटे को माँ से बात करने की तमीज नहीं है.
Kajol is a good actress. Kajol has had a variety of roles. She's played double roles. She's done comedies. She's done thrillers. She's done love stories. Yeah. And she's done justice to most of the characters she's played.
Yeah.
She's also been fearless in her choices where other actresses kind of chose the same kind of roles.
Yeah.
Was she an actress that you liked in the 90s?
100%. I loved her. Especially in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai time.
Yeah.
I loved her. Me too. Wow.
Anjali for life.
Anjali Sharma for life. First half only.
Anjali Sharma for life. First half. First half. Anjali Sharma for life.
We'll see.
We will see.
Now let's talk about her cousin.
Her cousin.
Rani Mukherjee.
Who we never knew that was her cousin. Kya bolti tu? That makes you think. This is one thing that I want to talk about. Why did we not know they're cousins?
I think they were not close. I always heard like, Kajol always says, yeah, Rani is Tanisha's age, okay? I never used to chill with her.
They're only 4 years apart. It's not like they're 10 years apart, Kajol. I'm just saying, don't bully Rani.
Yeah.
I always felt like there was something wrong with them. And I mean, like, these siblings never really gave us sibling goals like the other siblings that we've talked about.
Yeah.
But the fact that they were, like, they're often compared. They've done a film together. It's very interesting. And I feel like Rani is not somebody who hid in Kajol's shadow, like perhaps Pariniti did with Priyanka. I think Rani came out and made her own in the industry as well, and is also known as a really good, interesting actress that has tried a variety of roles as well. I don't think she is any below Kajol.
She came kind of in the mid-90s to up to maybe 2007-8.
Yeah.
Right, you can say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, 7-8, she was, like, on, and...
So, Rani's first film, Raja Ki Aayegi Baarat, I've not seen it, but recently, a scene from it has been viral on TikTok. Chilla mat chuden, varna baal pakad ke yahan se ghasitte hue le jaungi. It's funny, it's interesting, because she looks so small and, like... And so young in that movie, and it's interesting to see.
By the way, the film's actually about like she getting married to an abuser, like a physical abuser, and she kills him at the end.
I love that. So that's I love that. I gotta watch this movie.
Super duper flop.
Oh no.
And her name was Mala.
Mala.
1996 is the year where that movie came out. The Ghulam. Wow. Right off the bat with Amir Khan.
Yeah.
Just imagine. She Adiga Khandala, man. Everyone knows that song. That was huge. Iconic song.
And the other iconic song that I love a lot. Yeah!
I love that song too, Loki.
Yeah, it's a nice song. And she was so cute.
She was so cute.
Okay, I will give you guys a confession. I haven't seen Ghulam, so I don't know if it's a good film.
The movie is pretty good, and Amir and Rani both like were good together.
Hmm.
And of course the songs worked. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so here she is starting off with the Khan, with a Khan, and then kuch kuch hota hai. Tina Malhotra, you have Shah Rukh Khan, you have Kajol. Koi mil gaya. Koi. I think this was like amazing because, like you said, Tina Malhotra A was a different character for someone to play like that kind of character.
Yeah,
this NRI foreign return girl coming into college.
Yeah,
and you know. She had her own personality. What did she have? She had her own Western, quote-unquote, Western influence meets the Indian, Eastern influence. Like, she was very sanskari, right?
Very sanskari, yet she's a very... She wears mini skirts.
London mein rehne se, wahan padhne likhne se, main apne sanskar nahi bhooli. Aur ye tum mat bhoolna.
You know, and I really felt like back in the day, they did this a lot where the girl was a foreign return. An example that comes to my mind is Judai. Urmila and Judai was also foreign return. But the way they handled Rani's character, the way Rani handled it, I think it was very unique. Because she wasn't very overtly in your face. She was classy. She was pretty. She was smart.
Ki ek mard ka sar sirf teen auraton ke aage jhukta hai. Ma ke aage, Durga ma ke aage.
Acha?
Or,
you know, like Tina was not a dumb girl. Tina knew. Yeah. Tina understood nuances. Tina knew what was going on. At one point, Tina even felt like she got in the middle of Shah Rukh.
What do you mean she felt? She knew, man.
She said it. She asked her dad, and her dad's the one who says, "Ki
Tina, main janta hoon Rahul sirf tumse pyar karta hai, aur Anjali sirf uski ek bahut achhi dost hai."
But as Rifat P said. यार कब दिलदार बन जाए पता नहीं चलता गाइस सो
यार कब दिलदार बन जाए पता ही नहीं चलता हाँ
राहुल प्लीज नेवर अच्छी
हाँ हाँ सब जानती हूँ मैं ये ले खीर खा ले
Badal comes around with Bobby, and she had an association with Bobby as well for some time, and I mean Badal was not memorable, but I think it did well.
जुगनी जुगनी यार मेरे यार मेरे यार ओम टे टे टे
I like that song.
Yeah. And then Badal. So I guess she's there. She's chilling out with the guys. But it's not path-breaking performance.
No, and it's not like massively
yeah.
Hit, like, you know, it's not a hit.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, she's hanging around. Hey Ram. Oh my God.
I haven't seen Hey Ram, but I've seen the posters.
Yeah. They're like, yo, my, she has a legit lip lock with Kamal Hassan. Okay, I know goals, but not really.
Ew.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram.
Kamal Hassan, I like him. I don't know if I like him that much. Okay, question. Was that required by the script?
I don't know. They're husband and wife. She's basically Kamal Hassan's wife.
Okay.
But why did they have to kiss?
Yeah, was it needed?
No,
script ki requirement?
Nahi, wo poster ki requirement to bilkul bhi nahi. I don't know about the script. Okay, so then let's go back. Let's go to 2000. Hardal Jo Pyar Gaya. I think this
you
is the rise.
Movie.
Yes, this is the Salman Khan franchise that started with
yeah.
it. Preeti Zinta and her became really good friends in real life.
Mm.
Deny all you want, guys. I've seen interviews where you said you guys are besties. Anyway, so they become best friends in real life. Salman Khan's in the mix. Hardal Jo Pyar Gaya is a blockbuster. It's a pretty big hit.
It was a good movie.
And she was, I know she was not really awake in the film.
Awake for most of the film.
Most of the film.
Yeah.
But it worked for her.
Gali do. Kuch bhi karo. Lekin jaan chale. Dekho. Nahi banna mujhe malik.
She fell in love with him and then she didn't get him. Like, that made me mad because I didn't like that. And
really
but then,
sad.
Yeah, I don't like that.
ये सब क्या करिए जानू? हाँ? क्यों करिए ये सब? बोल, बोल ना.
I was gonna kill him.
Okay.
So Salman Khan franchise continues. Yes. कहीं प्यार
ना हो जाए. Oh Priya, Priya, Priya.
Priya, Priya, Priya.
Okay, this movie had some weird songs. I just want to special shout out to
Jackie.
Savariya.
Oh,
you guys. We really, guys, this is from my heart to your heart, to all of our listeners out there. If you trust me, right after you're done listening to this podcast, please go and watch the YouTube video for Savariya. You will thank me.
From Kahin Pyar Na Ho Jaye.
And the other tip I will give you while you're doing this. Savariya from Kahin Pyar Na Ho Jaye. Go watch it on YouTube. Other tip. Watch the song multiple times, but only concentrate on one character. Start off with Manish. Go to Kashmira. Go to Jackie. Go to Salman. Ronnie. Go to Rani. Each character is losing it. Rani is probably the most put together. Maybe if you don't want to watch Rani, that's fine. But now comes another, a good film in the Salman Khan Kajol, no, Salman Khan Rani, Salman Khan Rani franchise.
Preeti's franchise. Chori chori chuke chuke. So here you'll be happy because Rani gets the guy.
Rani gets the guy. I'm happy.
And Preeti is like, bye-bye.
Preeti, this movie pushed the envelope in many different ways. It was, this was the first time that, again, I'm not being politically correct. I, as a child, don't know why I watched this film. I don't think I understood it until I was a lot older. But I think it really made the whole concept very PG.
Yeah,
you know,
100%, yeah.
They tried to make it very family friendly as much as they could possibly make it.
I think it was a really good attempt.
Yeah, to the point where a child like me, I didn't know what happened.
What do you mean?
No, like, I didn't get it.
Oh, okay, like that. Okay, you know now, right?
I know now. Okay. I know now what happened, but like for them to make a film like this and protect the children.
Yeah, I think like I was also allowed to. Well, I was older. Like, yeah. I was much older than you. Not that much.
But I was
allowed to watch it, and I didn't feel embarrassed.
It wasn't handled in an adult way.
Adult way. Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed. No. They were normalizing the whole concept, which I really liked.
And they made it in a way that wasn't very sleazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mobile phone is it?
No, this is remote control.
Yeah,
they're doing well. The best of friends. All three of them are really good friends, actually.
Are they still best friends?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know about Rani. Yeah, I think they're a good
friend. Preeti is only best friends with one person now, and that's Jean Gudino.
Jean Gudino. So, then Abhishek ka series start.
Abhishek
I love
Rani.
Her with Abhishek Bachchan.
I like this movie.
Ye Hawaii. I love it.
Ye Hawaii. Also, the sketchy song that Sushmita...
Dil Nashi.
Dil Nashi Har Ada. Actually a good film. I don't know why it didn't do well. Again, her role was not very pathbreaking, but this should have been a success.
She was so cute.
Opinion.
Yeah.
She was very cute.
Yeah. Then Mujhse Dosti Karoge.
Mujhse Dosti Karoge.
Hated it.
Yeah, nahi. Yo, the marketing for this film though.
Hi, I'm Raj. Mujhse Dosti Karoge.
Hi, I'm Tina. Mujhse Dosti Karoge.
Hi,
I'm Pooja.
Mujhse Dosti Karoge.
Keh do ke tum mere dil mein raho.
Yo, here's the thing. I think this movie, I think the children, the kids really liked this movie.
No way!
Yeah,
the kids!
Okay, well, my cousins liked this movie. I see what they were trying to do with this whole pen pal thingy, but Rani says in the film, at the point where Hrithik tells her that, Hrithik realizes that Rani is in fact the one that he had been talking to for all those years via emails. And Rani goes, oh, you know, you never thought that like I could be the one you were talking to because everybody wants their partner to be the one, the most beautiful one. And they made her look bad on purpose. And I didn't like that.
The moment like he falls in love with her or he knows that like Rani is the girl who's been writing, cut to her wardrobe changes, her makeup changes.
Yeah,
hairstyle
she's starting
changes.
To look a little bit better.
She had a strong, like, she had a lot of heavy dialogues. I remember that.
Okay, so Satya. Path-breaking film in both of our lives. Forget Rani. Okay, this is the movie where we were introduced to Vivek Oberoi. Satya, Satya, madam, madam, tere gili hasi. Honestly, there are chemistry in this film. Satya, I know you got to speak about this because you have seen the original.
Oh, yes. It's a remake of a Tamil film.
I don't know. I was 11 and this movie came out and it just changed my world. Okay, no, it wasn't that. Okay, fine. It was that influential in my life. I feel like the music, the story, the earthiness of the story, how much they, like, it was very normal, you know? There wasn't a lot of glamour in it.
Yeah, it they were repeating clothes in the film.
They were repeating clothes. They were living in a jail. It was very real life. And the issues in the movie were also very real life.
100%.
Like, the parents got issues, the ego clashes, the problems with
very real life.
Married life after marriage, but people don't anticipate what happened.
Rani won the Best Actress and the Critics Award. Her costumes, yeah. The colors, a lot of things have changed for her. Yeah, she lost a lot of weight too. Okay, whatever. I mean, apart from that, but even just her look, like, yeah. She started to become more glamorous. Yeah. And yeah, I just loved her. I loved her character, Suhani. And actually, if you watch Ale Payode, like the Tamil version, if you guys thought that Sathya was raw, that one was even more raw.
Yeah,
that one was much more like, here we still saw Switzerland and you know, a few picturesque things and stuff, but over there that was raw and it was very nice.
Yo, where did they do their Sathya? Did they do it at the park?
Yeah, they did it at the park in Chennai.
Oh,
legit.
Film to be noted is Chalte Chalte, which I felt was very it was the glamorous version of Sathya, in my opinion.
Yeah,
the glamorous and the rich person's version of Sathya. Yeah, didn't like it.
I'm very Bollywood version of very Sathya. Bollywood. Like, yeah, because it's not like the problems of Chalte Chalte were not real. It
okay, yeah, the socks? Is that real?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Towel, yeah. Yes, 200%.
Mm-hmm. They really tried to make her sultry. I know Rani has it in her, but you know when they try too hard? Yeah. It's too much, guys. Try karo, don't let us know that you're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hashtag Besharam.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say that Q and Besharam rang. Hame to loot liya milke ishq walon. Yeah. But then, no, but Rani Mukherjee, I think she was, I really found her pretty. But I liked her. I liked Rani. I thought she was cute. I don't know who else would have played Rani Mukherjee's role in this.
Aishwarya. Aishwarya.
Okay, fun fact. Aishwarya was casted in this film.
But Abdul Rashid,
aka Salman Khan, comes on set, threatens Shahrukh, yells at Aishwarya. And actually, that was a bad move by Shahrukh. Why did he kick Aishwarya out of the film?
Yo, maybe he just didn't want pange, man. Like, he's like, mereko film, mein Red Chili's ki film hai, mereko banani hai. Yahan pe domestic drama ke chakkar mein,
main andar jaunga.
Fun fact, Abdul Rashid is Salman Khan's real name, for those who didn't know. If you hear us talking about Abdul Rashid from now on forward, you'll know who we're talking about. It's an inside joke for Dil To Podcast hai.
Woo! Is duniya mein bahut pyar hai, zarurat hai.
So, Hum Tum apparently was a path-breaking film in her career because she won Best Actress. She had an arc, I guess. She had an arc. No, it was an interesting film.
Oh, yeah, she had a really
film.
Good arc.
It was an interesting film.
Like, very snooty, or not a snooty, but what do you call it? Very, like...
She's tied to her ways, I think.
Tied to her ways, and then she meets Seth, and then the whole banter, and then how they meet, bump into each other
again and again and again.
And then,
guys, that doesn't happen in real life. In real life, when you like somebody, let them know, because you're not going to see them again and again and again. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
What about, hum bahut jaldi milenge, kyunki zindagi bahut lambi hai, aur choti hai.
Lambi hai ya choti hai?
Hum bahut jaldi milenge, Riya. Pata hai kyun? Kyunki ye zindagi bahut lambi hai.
Hum Tum was a great film. Then comes Veer Zara.
Okay, Veer Zara. Samia Siddiqui. Loved the character. Loved it. Loved
really?
It. I loved her.
I liked her too. Like, I didn't love her.
Yeah, I thought like she was the one who brought the thalis and stuff in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
All
she
the punch dialogue, like 786 stuff, and like, you know, all that stuff.
Caddy number.
All that. And she's like, in the court scenes, how she proved, like, you know, Anupam Kher wrong, and everyone's clapping. My 6-year-old cousin was literally like whistling. I'm like, do you even understand what she just said, bro?
आजादी हर इंसान का पैदाइशी हक है और ये हक दिलाना मेरा फर्ज. अब अपना फर्ज अदा कीजिए और मुझे अपना करने दीजिए.
Probably not.
No, but he did.
He whistled.
But yeah, I liked it. This is where she's like, okay, Rani Mukherjee is a performer. Like, she's acting.
Yeah. And she held her own again with the, I know Shah Rukh and Preeti, of course, are her contemporaries.
Yeah.
But she made a presence for herself. She was not overshadowed by them.
Yeah.
Even though their characters were larger than life.
And she didn't feel insecure of the fact that she's not the leading lady.
Yeah.
Like, with opposite to Shah Rukh.
Yeah.
And, but I felt between Preeti and Rani was a stronger role.
I think so too.
For a stronger character.
I think so too. Right? All Preeti did was hallucinate.
Yeah, I mean. She won the Best Supporting Actress for that.
Well deserved.
And then I think she's like at the top now, because then like she works with Sanjana Bhansali. Black. This is it.
She is with Amitabh. Sanjana Bhansali in Black. She's playing a differently abled individual. She did so well, man.
Remember, Bhansali was crazy about Rani Mukherjee. She say this movie's made for her, and the cast was good. It was amazing.
It was a great film.
I loved it.
It made me cry. It was very emotional.
A lot of emotion.
She did so well. She portrayed that character in a way that, again, I don't think anyone else could have. And this really proved to the world that Rani is, you know, not just like a commercial actress, but she's also got some credibility to back her up.
Exactly.
She's good at what she does, and not a lot of actresses. I don't know anyone who could have done it as well as she did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think she was brilliant.
She was.
And she won the Best Actress Award again, and she's like the top, like she's the leading actress.
She is. And then comes, you know, it's not like she gets back into commercial right away with Bunty or Bubbly. Chup chup ke chup chup ke re.
Like her character was something very different.
Yeah, I like her character.
Bit, yeah, she had a comedic kind of streak to her.
She was cute.
She was very cute. And like I remember watching that. I still remember watching that movie for the first time. And I saw her. I was like, wow, this girl has grown.
Yeah.
Like literally, she has grown as an actress.
Yeah.
So loved it. Like she's getting the accents right, the nuances right, and all that stuff. Very nice.
So
very nice.
Quirky. And you know quirky, what? There was a little bit of, sometimes quirky isn't done properly or done well, but she did quirky really well.
Yeah.
फिगर देखिए कम से कम 10 किलो ओवरवेट है बालों में डाई लगाई हुई है फोटो की शेप दिखाने के लिए दो दो मील लिपस्टिक बढ़ाई हुई है आपको मेकअप के बारे में बहुत पता है ना आप क्यों नहीं खोल लेते ब्यूटी पार्लर
व्हाट अ बिच
यू बिच
Other note noted to be is that when she did quirky again in Bunty Bubbly 2, I think she missed the mark.
Did she? Okay.
अरे हटाओ हमें इस पटरी से वॉशिंग मशीन चलती छोड़ा है गैस में सब्जी भी भूला है अरे तुम भी तो कुछ बोलो राकेश
हाँ तो like I think she had few film Mardani was a strong film a strong female character
and at that point I don't think that other than Vidya Balan that any other actress had tried to play a role that was so women centric and powerful
yeah
आज मुझे ये तो नहीं पता कि तेरा नाम क्या है तू कहाँ से बात कर रही है पर 30 दिन में पकड़ूंगी तुझे याद रखना
and I think she did really well in Mardani
I like
especially
her in Mardani.
For like a 5-foot girl and you know
are you high shaming
I know, but people height shame me all the time. I'm 5 feet tall,
okay,
and people
guys.
Think that we're not intimidating, and people think we're babies.
Babies. But then, yeah. No,
people
treat
you like a child.
Okay, 100%. I get it.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Jaya Bachchan.
Okay.
And Rani Mukherjee.
And
Shweta. Thank you. But no, but I think she was really good. Her high kicks, like, reached the guy.
Yeah. She did backflips too.
I flipped. So I think she was good. And
guys, then, well, let's not forget, Bunty or Bubbly 2 comes out. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I think that this was... Okay, so Rani... See, here's what I want to talk about. Kajol had a comeback with Fana. Kajol had a comeback again with like Helicopter Ela and all these type of films that came out like in the recent years. And then we've got Rani with her comeback. Well, I guess her comeback was Buntier Bubbly 2 after I 2 years.
Yeah.
Or it would have been Hitchkey.
Yeah.
Both were not up to the mark, in my opinion. Even though both were YRF films, Buntier Bubbly 2 was highly anticipated. Yeah. It could not meet the mark. And I feel like Kajol, her at least her first comeback with Fana, at least met the mark.
That's
again,
true.
A YRF film.
Yeah.
Met the mark. It was right now, Kajol is outweighing Rani. Although I feel like Rani can outweigh Kajol, I just don't know what's going on right now with her.
I also feel Rani stopped
trying
with everything. Yeah. Because I think Kajol, even though she went on a break and stuff, she was still doing Marathi films. Mm. She was still coming on commercials. Mm. Rani just completely, she was still giving interviews and coming on shows. But Rani completely just went underground.
Yeah.
And I know she is someone who's more of a quieter person, not much interactive with the media and stuff whatnot. But yeah, I think she just went underground. She stopped signing films.
Yeah.
She stopped, like, you know, interacting with people in the media as such.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that was also something where, and you know, Kajol's social media is handled by her daughter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she at least has social media. Like, I don't know, she's not even there on social media.
No, there are a lot of people around me who keep giving me gossip and entertain me with a lot of things because everybody's on social media. So I get to know of everything. My husband is a private person. I've been a very private person right from the beginning of my career. So I suddenly can't change.
Kajol or Rani, in terms of actors?
Okay, this is a very, very hard question for me because, I mean, I never really particularly liked Kajol a lot growing up in the 90s. I was more of a Karishma Kapoor fan.
Of course.
But I really feel that there were a few films that she did here and there. I mean, I really liked Pyar Kiya Toh Darna Kya.
Yeah.
Pyar Toh Hona Tha. You know, all these films I really liked of hers. It's very tough. Do you have an answer?
I do.
I think I'm going to go with Rani.
Oh, Rani wins! तेरी चुनरियां
दिल ले गई. You are going with Rani too?
No.
You're going with Kajol?
Yeah.
No way! मेरे ख्वाबों
में जो आए. Yeah, I loved Kajol actually while growing up. Maybe I was maybe also a little older and I've seen most of her films. I've seen Rani's films too.
Yeah.
But Kajol, there was like, I was really like, I really liked
her. You were a Kajol fan.
I was a fan. I must say.
And right now, you are still more of a Kajol fan than a Rani fan.
I think so.
I feel like even though Rani's had hits with Shah Rukh as well, they weren't able to make that Jodi out of their pairing. One thing that's coming to my mind that I would love to see from Rani, if she can, is come in a negative role. Because we've seen Kajol in a negative role in Gupt.
That would be so interesting.
I want to see Rani in a negative role. I know we've seen her in the cop persona that we haven't seen Kajol in. Although I know Kajol can do it. Like, no doubt Kajol can do a Mardani. Yeah. But can Rani do, say, a Gupt? You know, let's see. Let's see, Rani. If you're listening to this podcast, please, for your fans, come out with a, you know, and these days, like, actors are experimenting so much. Come out with a thriller. Do a negative role. Yeah. Put yourself out there.
That would be amazing.
Right?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Rani? That would be something very different. And I think, yeah, that would be so cool to watch Rani, to see Rani. And
I think she could do it. I really think she can do it.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we feel. You let us know what you guys feel.
Yeah, what do you think about these two siblings, these two cousins who, you know, they have not really displayed a great love for each other in interviews or on screen. They've worked together, surprisingly, because not a lot of siblings have, especially not a lot of female siblings have worked together. Yeah. Like our previous episodes, Karishma and Kareena have not, Priyanka and Pariniti have not, but Kajol and Rani have. These two girls definitely are two very talented actresses, and they have categories of their own in the history of Bollywood. Who do you like more, Kajol or Rani? Let us know. We really, really want to know. Especially what film of theirs did you like? What film of theirs did you not like? Yeah. And what are your favorite songs? Because that's always interesting. We always associate actors and actresses with their songs. Favorite song? Pretty iconic.
But on that note.
Yeah.
We are going to be back with another series in the new year.
Yeah.
So get ready for that, guys.
Stay tuned. It's going to be an exciting one.
And we do have really big news. But stay tuned. Follow our channel. Yeah. And we will let you know what the big news is.
What the big news is in the new year in 2023. We'll let you know what's going on with Dil Toh Podcast. Till then, I am Shweta.
And my name is Amreen.
And you are listening to your favorite Bollywood podcast, Dill
Podcast.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.